Now, as I said just before the news, this weekend, major changes to the trains that you need to know about. No trains going through the centre of town from tomorrow till Monday. It's a little bit nuanced when you get further out on the various lines, although no Doomben trains and no Fernie Grove trains at all. Roman Gaffer is Translink's Director of Transport Operations and Scheduling. Hello, Roman.
Good morning, Spencer. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for coming on. Before we go through the detail and explain it as simply as we can, what's the reason for the big shutdown this weekend?
We've got lots of major works happening for Cross River Rail across the network. Particularly the biggest piece is there's about a 250-metre piece of track being laid. It's going to be lifted up. Lowered, and then put back in place. And that'll be a team of people working for 10 days, day and night, to get that piece of work done.
So the interruptions, I'm talking here about what's happening over the weekend, but they're going to go beyond this weekend, are they?
They are, yes. It's for 10 days. So over the Christmas period, it's all lines into the city, but after Christmas period.
Easter, yes.
I'm getting there a bit too early. It's Easter.
Hang on. Let me just play. This is what you have to do. This is, this is taking from Albo's playbook. You do this. That's it. Okay, now go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, sorry, Spencer.
You're right.
So for the Easter period, up until till Sunday, there's the changes on all the lines in towards the city. And then after that, it's just the Gold Coast and Beenleigh, where there'll be just in between the stations. You'll still be able to go from the Gold Coast to the city, but it'll use the Tennyson Loop. And so the stations in between, you'll need to catch buses. But for all these closures, there will be lots of buses on the road. So all the stations that are closed will have buses servicing them throughout the entire period.
Do they stay, when you've got those rail buses operating, how closely are they able to stay to the timetable? I'm thinking not so easily.
No, not so easily, but they try their best, and we put in lots of extras to make sure that it's not too inconvenient for people, because they are in the road traffic, as you'd understand. But we keep them moving. There's plenty of capacity. There's plenty of frequency in there to try and mirror the train timetable as close as possible.
Can you succinctly explain? I know the easiest thing is to go to the Translink website, and you can see a very clear map there which shows where there, in one colour where there are no trains and in the various line colours where there are. But how do you summarise what is happening from tomorrow?
Okay. So if we look from the 15th to the 18th, the closure is, one of the closures is Fortitude Valley to Albion and all the lines that go through Albion. So there'll be buses from Roma Street all the way through to Northgate and Fernie Grove. Then if you go to from there, you've got the Northgate to Shorncliffe line is also closed, but there'll be buses from Northgate to Shorncliffe. Then you've got Park Road to Salisbury and Cannon Hill, all lines. There'll be buses from Roma Street to Cannon Hill and Benoon, so to cover all those areas. And then there's a closure from Park Road to Yeronpilly, all lines, and the buses will go from Park Road to Yeronpilly. That's probably sort of summarises it to a fair degree.
And is that the 10 days, what you just described, or is that just this weekend?
No, that's till the 18th, and then from the 15th to the 18th, and then from the 18th onwards, it's just Beenleigh and Gold Coast.
Got it. All right.
All the other lines are back operating.
All right, and it's on the Translink website. It's very clear and simple there. All right, thanks for coming on this morning, Roman. It's just good to be prepared rather than surprised, and it's clearly a significant impact this weekend and for the next 10 days.